A lot of things happened on that trip that we should never, ever talk about.
What the hell happened on that beach?
It's between us and the sea, Ross.
Hi, Ursula. Hey. Okay, well, I know that we haven't talked in a long time, but, okay. Our mom is not our birth mom. This other lady is our birth mom. Right, okay, the one that lives in Montauk. You know her? No, I read about her in Mom's suicide note. There was a suicide note? Do you still have it? Hang on. I can't believe you didn't tell me there was a suicide note. Yeah, so how have you been doing? Shut up! Goodbye, Phoebe and Ursula. I'll miss you. P.S. Your mom lives in Montauk. You just wrote this! Well, it's pretty much the gist. Except for the poem. You read the poem, right? No! All right, hang on.
Pass the cheese, please. My God, you can't even look at me, can you?
Nope.
Hey, it's Phoebe! We can talk to Phoebe!
No, I'm too depressed to talk.
I'll give you $1,000 to talk to us.
Hey, you guys, what do you think about making that beach trip an annual thing?
No!
All right, that's it, you guys. What happened out there?
What? We took a walk. Nothing happened. I came back with nothing all over me.
Come on, what happened, Joey?
All right.
No! Joey, we swore we'd never tell.
They'll never understand.
We have to say something. We have to get it out. It's eating me alive. Monica got stung by a jellyfish.
All right. All right. I got stung. Stung bad. I couldn't stand. I couldn't walk.
We were 2 miles from the house. We were scared and alone. We didn't think we could make it.
I was in too much pain.
And I was tired from digging the huge hole.
And then Joey remembered something.
I'd seen this thing on the Discovery Channel.
Wait a minute. I saw that on the Discovery Channel. Yeah, about jellyfish and how if you... Ew! You peed on yourself?
Ew! You can't say that. You don't know. I mean, I thought I was going to pass out from the pain. Anyway, I tried, but I couldn't bend that way. So...
That's right, I stepped up. She's my friend and she needed help. If I had to, I'd pee on any one of you. Only, I couldn't. I got the stage fright. I wanted to help, but there was just too much pressure. So I turned to Chandler.
Joy kept screaming at me, "Do it now! Do it! Do it! Do it now!" Sometimes late at night, I can still hear the screaming.
That's because sometimes I just do it through my wall to freak you out.
Maybe there's somebody that you guys could talk to.
Now, who? It's not like they have a group for people like us.
Yeah, no, there's this guy, Owen. He's the best. might have his card.
Fuchsia and mauve. Those are the 66 colors of my bedroom.
Thank you. Thank you. Oh, and I invite all of you to count the colors in your bedroom. Except for you. You go away.
I'll go in a second. I just want to tell you that there hasn't been a day when I didn't regret giving you up.
Okay, bye.
No, I'm not done. I just want you to know that the reason I never looked you up was because, well, I was afraid that you would react just, well, like the way you're reacting right now. And can't we just, you know, start from here, please?
No.
Okay.
Sorry.
But just one last thing. You know, you came looking for family. I'm family. I'm it. Well, now I'm done.
Yeah, but it's not like we're losing anything, you know?
Yeah, I guess you're right.
It's not like we know each other or anything, or that we have anything in common.
Well, I don't know. I mean, it's not like we don't have anything in common. I mean, I like pizza.
I like pizza.
Wait, I like the Beatles.
Oh, my God. So do I.
Wait. Puppy's cute or ugly?
Oh, so cute.
Oh, well. You see?
But I'm mad at you.
I know. I'm mad at me, too.
Well, do you want to get something to eat? Because I'm kind of hungry.
Hey, me too.
Oh, uncanny.
You know what? Looks like it's going to rain. I don't have my umbrella.
Me neither. I really hate that.
All right, stop it. Now you're just doing it to freak me out.
Oh, I missed you.
I missed you, too.
Oh, so nervous about that letter. But the way you owned up to everything, it just showed me how much you've grown, you know?
I suppose.
You have, Ross. You have. You should give yourself credit. I mean, my mom never thought this would work out. She was all, once a cheater, always a cheater.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, I just wish we hadn't lost those 4 months. But if time was what you needed just to gain a little perspective...
We were on a break!
Coffee house?
You bet.
And for the record, it took two people to break up this relationship.
Yeah, you and that girl from the coffee place, which yesterday you took full responsibility for.
I didn't know what I was taking responsibility for, okay? I didn't finish the whole letter.
What?
I fell asleep.
You fell asleep?
It was 5:30 in the morning. And you had rambled on for 18 pages. Front and back! Oh, and by the way, Y-O-U apostrophe R-E means you are. Y-O-U-R means you're.
You know, I can't believe I even thought of getting back together with you. We are so over.
Fine by me!
When you're at home on Saturday nights playing Scrabble with Monica.
Hey.
Sorry. I just feel bad about all that sleep you're going to miss wishing you were with me.
Oh, no. Don't you worry about me falling asleep. I still have your letter.
And hey, just so you know, it's not that common. It doesn't happen to every guy, and it is a big deal.
I knew it.
Ah!
gin.
We were playing gin? You know, if we were a couple, we could play this game naked.
Would you stop?
Okay. All right.
Okay, all right. I think you're great. I think you're sweet and you're smart. And I love you. But you will always be the guy who peed on me.